This episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago is sponsored by David Hochberg and Jeremy Hogel from MegaPros Home Repair, Remodel, and Renovation Experts. Roy Spencer from PermaSeal, Bob Schmidt, Junk Luggers, and Stephen A. Leahy from OPEM Tax Advocates. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNRadio.com/Home Sweet Home Chicago. Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, MegaPros call, text, and photo line. It's is there ever a day where 1099s don't come top of mind to you, Steve?
Never. That is the top of mind. It absolutely is. And it makes me think about independent contractors and other business owners, the gig workers, as they call them.
The gig workers?
Yeah.
So if you're a DoorDash person that you need to get a couple extra bucks, or you're riding, you're driving around an Uber or Lyft or something like that, that's 1099 income, right?
Yeah, and you know, I have many people fall behind because they're not taking taxes out of it, right? So the next thing you know, you're going to owe the IRS money, and then you're going to pay penalties on the money that you're making, and all of a sudden you're not really making that much money,
sure,
are you?
After the taxes are taken out.
After the taxes, and then if you're going to get estimated taxes and you don't pay them, right, you're going to have to – these are all big problems for independent contractors.
But if you're an independent contractor and you're driving for Lyft or Uber, can't you write off a portion of your car then and write off the gas and write off the insurance?
If I'm an Uber driver, right, they keep all those numbers for you. They know how far you went. They know when you went from one place to another. And that's the whole key of taking these things off is contemporaneous records. So, you know, what I talk a lot about this is I have a new book coming out, as I mentioned.
I know. I saw it driving down. You showed it to me.
1099 reporting.
You held it up for
this 15-minute
ride down.
So that's all I'm thinking about, right, is all this, is this 1099 reporting and why it's so important. A couple of reasons why I talk a lot about the IRS going digital and how they're, everybody's afraid of AI taking everybody's job. Well, they're taking everybody's job at the IRS too, right? Because everything is algorithms and they're checking. When people ask, you think I'm going to get audited? Actually, almost every tax return gets scanned. Mm-hmm. They look at every one of them now. It's because it's automatic. 95% of all tax returns are filed electronically.
Man, they got you.
1099s have to be filed electronically, so they just match. You know, it happens. I had this month. I had the fastest that someone got levied.
That's what you were telling us.
Yeah, they just filed. They just filed in November these tax returns. They were behind 3 years of tax returns. So the IRS told them, you got to file these tax returns before we can help you. This is called compliance, and we could talk a little bit about that too. But they just filed them in November, and then yesterday she's getting levied already. I've never seen such a thing.
Typically, how long would that take instead of
4 years?
4 years.
Yes.
And they're doing it in 8 months.
I've had like filing old tax returns take longer than this to even process them. That you send them to the IRS, and 6 months later they still don't have it on the record of it. But this happened in 6 months. I've never heard of such a thing.
So, is your recommendation if you have back taxes, don't file them electronically? Go the old school.
No. No, because if you file them, by paper, then someone's going to look at them too. So, it's not going to help you. But I have heard that argument though. I'll just put a paper first. They're going to be mad at you because they don't like.
They don't want to look at it.
They don't want the paper. But I want. We think it's not. We're here. We are in July. You got to start thinking like it's the end of the year. I know it's like, we just started, and everybody's thinking about it. But here, two quarters have already come due for estimated taxes. Goes back to what I was just saying about that the IRS knows everything now and they can track everything. Used to be it was very difficult for them to know if you didn't pay your estimated taxes and then fine you for it, right? Get a penalty for it. But now they just scan it. They know when you're supposed to make.
You can't hide anymore.
No, there is no hiding. And so, what does that mean? That means you better keep good records,
right?
Because they're keeping good records, and you better. And they're wrong a lot of times. So you're going to have to prove them because they're going to come to you and with the IRS, you are guilty until proven innocent.
I am hearing ads every single day from your competition, the IRS, the big bad IRS. So you know that they are coming out that the taxes in April have already gone through scrub down, and they're coming after you for that. And then those on extension, right? Like I'm on extended. I'm still getting K-1s from investments. And I typically get the last one like 2 weeks before. My accountant's like, I need your stuff. I'm like, Tony, I'm giving it to you as fast as I get it here, buddy. But, you know, so they are bombing the airwaves and the television airwave, the radio and TV all over. So a lot of stuff is going on behind the scenes. If they're investing that much money on those ads.
July is the big month where the, as you just mentioned, they're coming off of the tax returns. So now they start turning. That's when all these notices start flying in and everybody starts getting notices. And one of those notices might be a wage levy.
Right? So it might be important to open up your mail.
Absolutely.
Especially has IRS with that beautiful eagle on it.
They're different. Again, they're supposed to send this series of letters before they can start taking stuff away from you. And so you better know where you are in the series.
And we're going to talk more about your book later on the show. Your phone number for our listeners want to reach out to you.
Remember, get on my daily email. Go to fightbacknow.com. You should be on it. It's free. Or if you have a question, call me. 312-664-6649.